Let's head back in time now to 1991 and a movie starring two pretty baby-faced international stars of today.
Tell me what I'm pointing at.
That's about it.
Smile.
But this is proof that what I sensed is what you saw.
Now friendship.
I trust you, Andy.
Well, maybe you shouldn't.
Will lead to betrayal.
You're different in the flesh.
Same me.
Temptation will tear their lives apart.
This is Proof. That is the hint. Hugo Weaving and Russell Crowe in the Australian comedy drama Proof, filmed almost 30 years ago in the pre-digital age, which means it's on film. Remember that? Those really big canisters of film. Film, of course, doesn't last forever. It needs to be preserved. And in order to save Proof, there's a crowdfunding campaign just launched to restore that original film. Margaret Pomeranz is the ambassador for the National Film and Sound Archives of Australia. Margaret, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Why do we need to save Proof?
Well, cinemas these days are digital. If you want to project Proof now, it needs to be digitised. And the film deteriorates over time. So the only way really is to restore the film and digitise it so that it can be shown in cinemas and it can be that shared experience. But I think also it goes beyond that. It is that sense of ownership of this resource, this archive that contains the history of our moving image and our sound. And I really want to sort of reach out to the Australian public and say, it's yours. And you know, it'd be great if you could be involved in helping preserve this.
Do you think the Australian public remembers Proof? And for those who are too young to have perhaps seen it or remember it, just remind us briefly, can you, of the story?
Well, it's about a blind photographer who's learned at a very early age not to trust anybody. And so he feels that the only way he can see the world is by taking photographs and finding someone he trusts to tell him what is in the photograph. And he meets this boy who works in a restaurant called Andy, played by Russell Crowe. Mm-hmm. He's so baby-faced.
He is, yeah.
Fran, I don't know whether you've seen it recently, but both of them are so good. It's an unbelievable performance from Russell.
I haven't revisited, but I want to see it after we've restored the copy. And that would
that's the way to see it.
What makes? I mean, there's all sorts of words used about Proof. It came out in 1991. It's described as an iconic Australian movie. Hugo Weaving himself says Proof marked a before and after in my life. What was so important about Proof?
Well, it went to Cannes, which is the world stage. And those two performances were really noticed on the Quasette. So in a way, you know, it was a launching pad for not just those two, but also for Jocelyn.
Jocelyn Morehouse,
the director who's just made The Dressmaker very successfully. So, and Linda House, the producer. I mean, it was, there was a lot of energy around that film at that time.
Yes.
And you know, really it did make a turning point for both Russell and Hugo internationally.
Jocelyn Morehouse, in talking about this restoration project, said, "I haven't seen it in a pristine version in a very long time. I remember it looked beautiful when it first came out." That's what a lot of people commented on all over the world. It was shot by cinematographer Martin McGrath, who's still shooting film and television today. What do you remember it being beautiful, and have you seen it recently? What's been lost as the film has deteriorated?
Well, I've only seen it on a DVD copy recently, and certainly it's much murkier than I remember it, you know, from 25 years ago. And, you know, seeing it on a big screen, particularly in Cannes, was gladdened my heart. It did. I thought it really looked splendid, and it's such an interesting story. So, yeah, I think this is, it's just one of the many films that need restoration and digitization.
This is a crowdfund crowdsourcing fund you're launching today. You want everyone to help contribute to this. It takes a fair bit of money and it takes a fair bit of detective work, doesn't it? Actually, the archive has to hunt around the world for the best copy to begin with.
Yeah,
is that right?
Exactly. That's why it's so expensive. I mean, you know, a restoration of films costs between $50,000 and $100,000. I mean, it's a lot of money and it is time consuming and it has to be meticulous. And, we want the best.
This is a project by the National Film and Sound Archive to digitise our classics. I think another one that's just been restored is Bliss. If you could pick maybe three Australian movies that should be restored as classics and kept and digitised for forevermore, what would you choose?
Do you know, I've got really weird taste, Fran, because I want to see films I haven't seen in a long time. I don't know whether you remember John Hillcoat's Ghosts of the Civil Dead. That was 1988, I think. Dogs in Space. Lowenstein.
Love that one. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I mean,
Cars That Hit Paris. I love that one.
Yeah. There are just a lot of iconic films in our film history, and it'd be great to know that they were there forever.
Okay. Well, Margaret, thank you very much for joining us.
Friends, thank you very much.
And good luck with this campaign. Margaret Pomeran, she's an ambassador for the Australian Film and Sound Archive, and the Archives is putting out this call, launching this crowdsourcing funding campaign to restore Proof. If you want to find out more about that, head to the website for the National Film and Sound Archives and you'll find the link to how you can help contribute to bringing this great Australian film back to life, in a sense.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.